Congratulations. Your gift of a new day is here. Ready to live it big? You're listening to the Big Life Devotional Podcast. Now, here's Pamela to get you fired up for all God has available for you today.
Well, good morning, beautiful. Welcome to a brand new day of life. Happy Thursday, my friends. What a great day it is to be alive. It really is. Like, the rest is just details. Today is such a great day to be alive. We're going to get it started right. The title of today's episode of the Big Life Devotional Podcast is God Tricked Me. I have said it for years and I believe it even more now. God is tricky. I don't mean that in a bad way. I mean that God will do whatever it takes to get us to see we are capable of more than we ever imagined. And sometimes that requires a little trickery on his part. We would never set out on the path if we knew exactly where it was taking us. So we're kind of tricked into thinking we're doing one thing when it's actually totally something different. You see, God's not willing to let us miss out on all he has for us just because we don't believe in ourselves enough to choose it on our own. I've been tricked into experiencing some of the greatest things life has to offer because the truth is, I would have dismissed myself from them had I known the journey there. Sometimes the me I see is different than the me God sees. And I bet the you God sees is different than the you see. You would choose to sit this out, but God wants you to experience all he has created you for. How does he get you to show up for what you would dismiss yourself from? Well, he makes you think that it's a whole lot easier than it really is, and then he reveals a few things to you along the way. As promised, I'm going to tell you about the hike for group one of our Sedona retreat. I start this story by telling you everyone survived. You need to know that. It's really important. I was told there are two destinations you absolutely must experience while in Sedona: Cathedral Rock and Devil's Bridge. I've now experienced both, and I've walked away with God encounters for each. Today, I'm going to tell you about Cathedral Rock. Sounds beautiful, doesn't it? Cathedral Rock. This trail is rated moderate on the scale of hiking difficulty. First, I would like to know who the heck rates these trails. Okay, moderate to me would mean like medium difficulty. Wouldn't you assume the same? Well, we would be wrong. Like, really wrong. Apparently, moderate means you should have rock climbing experience and a rescue helicopter on speed dial. Picture this, okay? You get to a point where there's a crack in the rock face, 40 feet tall, in which you must Spider-Man your way up. And the entire time, I'm thinking to myself, I didn't sign up for this one. We miraculously get to the top of the mountain. And when I say miraculously, it really was like a miracle. We got to the top of the mountain, and I've honestly never seen such views. Pictures do not do it justice. I haven't even shared pictures yet because I look at the pictures and I'm like, this doesn't look that great. It was amazing. I could not believe what we had just accomplished. We legit climbed that mountain on our hands and knees. But here's the problem. Ask me how much of that mountaintop experience I thoroughly enjoyed. Ask me how much I savored that picnic lunch at the top. None of it. None. I couldn't even eat. Ask me how serene and blissful it was. Ask me how proud I felt. Not at all. And you know why? Because all I could think about was the trip back down. How in the world were we going to get down from here? And isn't this how we do life? We question our ability to climb, and then when we do reach the top, we don't even enjoy it because all we can think about is going back down. And isn't our entire life this roller coaster ride of ups and downs? Dang it, woman, when are you going to learn to enjoy where you are while you're there? Look around right now. Aren't you on top of the very thing you once were climbing? Haven't you arrived in some ways? You're here. You made it. God brought you through what you didn't think you could get through. Are you enjoying this? And this is what the enemy does. He tries to convince us that we can't do it. So we question ourselves the entire time. And then when we make it, he consumes us with worry about the trip down from the top so we don't enjoy all we've been working so hard for. We don't savor what God has brought us to. We're only stressed about what's coming next. Is that you? You're not savoring. You're stressing. You have the blessing of accomplishment, but you're carrying the burden of the descent. You're here, but you're worried about what's next. Psalm 94, verses 18 and 19. I cried out, I'm slipping. But your unfailing love, O Lord, supported me. When doubts filled my mind, your comfort gave me renewed hope and cheer. Now that is a scripture for some mountain climbing right there. I am slipping. I cried out to the Lord, but he supported me. When doubts filled my mind, your comfort gave me renewed hope and cheer. God's got you. He helped you get here and he will help you get through what is next. How about you savor where you are and what he is showing you here? How about you trust him right here where you are and receive your renewed hope and cheer? Now, eventually the time came for our descent down the mountain and I was sick to my stomach. I knew how hard that climb was. How in the world would we climb down? And the answer was, we would slide down most of it. For real? We sat our butts down and we slid down sections of the face of that mountain like a big slide. And once I got to the bottom, I looked back up and I wished I would have enjoyed the top more. I wish I would have trusted God's provision on the way down just like he had proven on the way up. Sis, when it comes time for coming down from this, God will be faithful. His love will not fail you when it's time for what comes next. Trust him where you are and trust him with the journey after this. Don't miss where he has brought you now. Isn't he supporting you? Hasn't he proven himself faithful? When those doubts come creeping back into your mind, allow his comfort to give you that renewed hope and cheer. You can enjoy this more than you are allowing yourself to right now. See his fingerprints on the details all around you. He's here. He brought you here. He will faithfully guide you to what is next. We celebrated like fools when our hike was complete. Gosh, we were proud of ourselves. But we had no idea what we had really done. God had not revealed that to us yet. The next day, a local spoke to us about our hike up Cathedral Rock. We questioned its rating of moderate. And then he simply says, which trail were you on? Wait, what do you mean, which trail? I thought there was only one to Cathedral Rock. No, apparently there's a shady trail that is longer, but a whole lot easier. We weren't on that. Trust me, there were no trees growing where we were climbing. We were on the other side of the mountain for the rock climbing experience, and this local informed us we were actually on the hardest trail in Sedona. Wait, what? Do you think I would have ever signed us up for the hardest one? Trickery. I tell you, it is trickery. God knew we were capable of more than we would have ever assumed. And yes, he kind of tricked us into discovering it. If you find yourself in the middle of something much harder than you would have chosen, God is trying to reveal his power within you, and that power is greater than you realized before. 2 Timothy 1 verse 7, for the spirit God gave us does not make us timid. It does not fill us with fear, but it gives us power and love and self-discipline. How will we know the power that God's Spirit gives us if we're not first stretched beyond our limits? How will we know all that we have within us if we're not completely tapped out on what we've been using before? So, of course, God guides us into ridiculously hard things we would have never signed up for on our own, just so he can reveal his power living within us. Don't you see, sis? He is showing you just how much you're really capable of with his unlimited power dwelling within you. And maybe he had to trick you into getting here. But you are! Look around! Once you realize all God has empowered you to do, stop living in fear. And you decide that you're just ready for whatever God wants to lead you to next. Honestly, I just want to climb that same mountain again because now I know I can. And this time, I really want to enjoy the top more. I've been thinking about that, wondering if I will get the opportunity again. And here's what God told me this morning. You have other mountaintops right here in your life that you're not fully enjoying. Savor these. Stop worrying about what is over or what is next. I have you here, and I'm filling you with my power to be here. Be here, sis. His power has brought you here. Especially if he had to trick you to get you here because you would have never believed in yourself enough to do it. Savor this. His fingerprints are all over this for you. Yeah, so God's a little tricky sometimes, isn't he? And it's just because he knows his power is within you, and he knows you're capable of more than you ever believed you were capable of. So if you find yourself in the middle of something really, really, really hard, it's because God knows exactly what he placed within you, and he wants you to experience it. So why don't you savor where you're at right now, what you've gotten through, what God has brought you through, and know that he will strengthen you and give you power to do whatever is next. Savor where you are right now. Right now. Yeah. All right, everybody, you want to pray with me right now? Are you thinking to yourself, I'm never coming to one of your retreats? Okay, well, that was an extreme adventure retreat, okay? That was extreme. They're not all that way. I mean, houseboat retreat, we literally float on a houseboat for days. We just sit on the deck and we sit on top in the jacuzzi like we float on a large flamingo. There's nothing extreme about that, you know? I'm getting ready to open registration for our Florida Keys Resort retreat. That one, again, sit on a beach, float in a pool on the beach. No extreme. Nothing extreme there. If it says adventure retreat, then it's an adventure. You signed up for that. All right. Hey, you want to pray with me? Come on, join me right now. Hey, God, good morning. We thank you so much for a new day of life that you have given us. God, we just want to pause and thank you for all that you have gotten us through before. Like, we have 100% survival rate so far. Thank you, God. And I thank you for what you have brought us to today. I thank you that your power is strong within us, that you have strengthened us to do things we would have never signed up to do. And God, I thank you for all the times that you do trick us into doing things that we would have dismissed ourselves from, because you want to prove your power working within us, that we're capable of so much more than we ever imagined possible. I thank you, God, for reminding us to savor where we're at right now and stop stressing about what is next, about the down after this high, about the journey from here on. No, you have brought us here. We're going to savor this. We're going to receive our joy and our cheer and our hope here from you today. And we trust whatever's next, you're going to strengthen us for that. Whether it's more climbing up or some downhill, God, we just trust you. And I thank you for the journey that you have us on. You are so good to us. I thank you once again that we all survived that day. Thank you, God. You are good. Thank you for your power that you show to each one of us. Lord, I'm grateful for everyone you have brought to hear this today. I lift them up to you. I pray that your hand would be upon them. I pray for their families. I ask for your guidance and your direction, your blessings, your provision, your protection. Thank you, God. You are so good to us. We love you, and we're grateful for the day of life you've given us. In the name of Jesus, amen. Woo! I'm telling you, and I'm wearing my retreat shirt today that I wore on top of that mountain, climbing the face of that mountain, sliding back down the face of that mountain. Survived it, here to tell about it. God is good, y'all. Have a great day of life. I love you wildly. Bye, everybody.
You were created for a big life. We'll help you do it. Join us each weekday for a new Big Life devotional podcast. If you're ready to dive into the Big Life way of living, visit our website at biglifehq.com.